Dead fish swim. In mafia movies, the phrase, he is sleeping with the fishes, means only one thing, and it's not good. In gangster talk, the expression tells you that somebody has become dead and it sure wasn't from natural causes. But while dead men don't walk, dead fish can swim. And we accidentally proved it at home. A sad fishy tale. When our daughter was little, she wanted fish in a tank. So, of course, we got them. Everything went swimmingly for a while. Happy fish and happy kid. Until one fateful day, a visitor said, and I quote, "You know one of your fish is dead, right?" Unquote. We were astonished. After all, it looked like the fish was still swimming. There he was, right next to the filter outlet where the cleaned water was being pumped into the tank. And that location was a big clue, which we didn't understand at the time. Our fish looked like he was swimming normally, up to the filter, getting pushed back, swimming up to the filter again, and repeating this continuously in a loop. But then we saw the big picture. That was all he was doing. He wasn't swimming anywhere else in the tank. Our visitor was correct. Our beloved fish had been dead for a day or two. We hadn't noticed because he actually looked like he was swimming properly. We didn't have a wonder fish, we had a dead fish. And what was going on? Dead fish can swim. Our inability to recognise that our little fish was a goner was because we had failed to read the 2006 academic paper in the Journal of Fluid Mechanics titled "Passive Propulsion in Vortex Wakes." Another problem was that we hadn't been paying our fish enough attention. This paper describes how a dead fish can indeed move upstream against the oncoming water. The very first sentence starkly laid it out for us. And I quote, "A dead fish is propelled upstream when its flexible body resonates with oncoming vortices," unquote. Yep, dead fish were the second and third words. The authors write that, and I quote, "Anecdotal stories from whalers tell of dead whales coasting at approximately one knot for long periods of time," unquote.